Chapter 4. Dorothy Helps the Tin Man. When Dorothy woke up, the Scarecrow was waiting by the door. Toto was running around and barking, and there was sunlight shining through the trees. "I must find some water," Dorothy said to the Scarecrow. "I need to wash and drink. The bread in my basket is very dry."
"I am made of straw, so I don't need water," the Scarecrow said. "You are made of flesh, so your life is more difficult than mine. But you have brains, and you can think."
"You will soon have brains too," Dorothy said kindly. They continued on along the yellow brick road and came to a stream. Dorothy washed and drank, and Toto drank too. Suddenly, they heard a shout.
"Who's that?"
Dorothy cried. Then she saw something shining under the trees and gave a cry of surprise. It was a man made of tin. The Tin Man had an axe in his hands, but he did not move at all.
"Can I help you?"
Dorothy asked the Tin Man.
"I hope so," the Tin Man said. "I am a woodman. I was working here when it rained. My joints rusted and I couldn't move. My oil can is in my house. Please get it for me."
Dorothy ran back to the little house and found the oil can. She poured oil over the Tin Man's joints. First, the Tin Man moved his neck. Then he moved his arms. Last of all, he moved his legs.
"That is much better," he said. "I have not been able to move for a year, and my axe is very heavy. Not many people come this way. Where are you going?"
"We are going to the Emerald City to see the Great Oz," Dorothy replied. "I want to go home to Kansas with Toto, my dog. I hope that the wizard can help me. My friend, the Scarecrow, will ask Oz to give him some brains."
"I have no heart," the Tin Man said sadly. "Could Oz give me a heart?"
"Why don't you come with us and find out?" Dorothy asked.
The Tin Man thought for a while. Then he said,
"Thank you, I will. Please put my oil can in your basket. I will need it if it rains."
So the friends went on their way along the yellow brick road. Soon the trees became very thick. Then the Tin Man was a great help. He cut the trees with his axe and made a path for them all.
"You must have brains,"
the Scarecrow said,
"because you know how to make a path through the trees."
"I used to have brains and a heart," the Tin Man replied. "Now I have neither. Do you want to know why?"
Dorothy and the Scarecrow nodded.
"When I was a man of flesh," the Tin Man said, "I loved a Munchkin girl, but her mother hated me. She asked the Wicked Witch of the East to put some magic in my axe."
"That was very bad of her," Dorothy said.
"Every time that I used my axe, it slipped," the Tin Man went on. "First, it cut off my left leg. Then it cut off my right one. I asked a tinsmith to make me new legs, and I went on with my work. Then the magic axe cut off both my arms. So I asked the tinsmith to make me new arms. Then I cut off my head, so he had to make me a new head. But when my body was cut in half, I lost my heart. Now I cannot love any more."
"Brains are better than a heart," the Scarecrow said.
Dorothy did not answer. She had brains and a heart. But she could not get back to Kansas. She was worried, too. The bread in her basket was nearly all gone. Her new friends did not need food, but she did, and so did Toto.